Few jazz pianists have had the range of performing opportunities that Oscar Peterson has enjoyed. And it started with radio.
Late at night, I'd sneak downstairs and turn on the radio and put my ear right to the speaker and listen to Duke and Basie and Artie Shaw. I'd be down with the volume way, way down low, so I wouldn't wake up my parents and they wouldn't know I was downstairs. But I'd be ingesting all of this wonderful music.
The list of artists he has accompanied includes most of the biggest names in jazz from the swing and bebop eras of the 1940s and 50s. Ella Fitzgerald, Dizzy Gillespie, Duke Ellington, and many more. Peterson was heavily influenced by Art Tatum, whose style combined technical virtuosity with a driving rhythm and non-stop melodic improvisations. Tatum was among the most influential pianists playing jazz in the 1930s and 40s. It was Peterson's father, Daniel, who introduced his precocious son to a recording by Art Tatum.
And he said, I'd like to bring, like you do, you hear this piano player, he's a pretty good piano player. I said, really? And all I remember saying was, hey, that's wild, who are those guys? And he said, none of those guys, that's one man. I didn't believe him for a while.
You must have been pretty promising. I mean, at 15, you had your own radio show, you'd won a talent contest. Mm-hmm. You remember playing on the Merchant Navy show on radio?
Vaguely. Vaguely. I remember the name of the show. I can't remember what I did on it.
We found a recording of it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Just heard it yesterday.
You were, it's amazing.
15? 18? Wow, you were an old boy.
Old man.
Oh, and now hang on to your seats, folks. Here's Oscar Peterson with his version of Chinatown.
In his autobiography, A Jazz Odyssey, Peterson says he and his siblings studied classical music, but he was more interested in playing baseball than piano. His father, a railroad porter, doled out musical assignments for his children to be completed when he returned from his trips. Oscar wasn't always ready.
I had a little routine I used to run through. I found out my elder sister, Daisy, used to diligently practice the last day. Get it all in line before he came in. I had a pretty good ear then. So I would go out and play baseball all week, and she'd say, well, you know, when Pop comes back, you're going to really be in trouble. I'd say, yeah, you know, I know. And the last day or so, I'd sit on the stoop in the backyard. I'd listen to her and then play it for him the next day.
Did that work?
Worked for a while.
Oscar Peterson finally made his U.S. debut in 1949 at Carnegie Hall, no less. Jazz impresario Norman Granz recruited Peterson for his Jazz at the Philharmonic tour, an effort to elevate jazz from smoky bars to concert halls. The venues were upscale, but the travel was by bus. The concerts featured the elite of the jazz world, including Ella Fitzgerald, who brought out the protective side of the other musicians.
Oh, yeah, she was the queen. But to protect the queen bee at all times.
There's a nice moment in the book where she asks someone about a musical passage and starts singing it.
Roy Eldridge asked her about a tune, I think. She started to sing it, and Herbie got his guitar out, and the bus is moving. You know, we're going through some part of the South. And then the next thing I know, Buddy Rich had a newspaper with some brushes, and then Ray stood up in the aisle with his bass. And she finished singing this tune. It was beautiful.
You gave her your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And she stuck it in her collection, section 92. So you lie, you wake, just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody.
Peterson also recorded with the great Billie Holiday, but recalls one concert that went poorly. Holiday was addicted to drugs, and though she was not high for the first set, she apparently encountered a supplier during intermission.
She was kind of almost paralyzed at the mic. Gave her the intro to the tune. I remember what the tune was, I Only Have Eyes for You. and played the intro and waited for her to come in. She didn't come in. She stood there. Played the intro over. She stood there. I think we played it 4 times. Then we realized that she wasn't well. Pretty bad night.
The session she did with you on record is just marvelous. I'm trying to remember which one it is. Was I Only Have Eyes for You?
Well, that one she did. On that date she sang it.
But they all disappear from view, and I only have eyes for you.
How did you stay clean from heroin and all that, which ended careers and lives in the music business?
I'm not going to say it was easy. It wasn't. Because you want to belong, you want to be one of the guys, you want to be, you know, normal amongst different people. But when some of the guys got into this, they say, come on, OP, do some of this with me or something. And I had a pat line I used to, or a reply I used to give them. I'd say, you know, can't do that, man. Because first and foremost, I promised my mother, as immature as it sounded, I said, I promised my mom that I wouldn't get into any of this. And if she were to ever hear of this, it would kill her. I said, besides that, if I ever get busted down here in the United States, they'll never allow me to cross the border again. And that, between those two things, it sort of got me through a lot of that.
One of Peterson's most popular albums was Night Train, recorded in 1962. One tune, Hymn to Freedom, was composed on the spot. It was inspired by the Civil Rights Movement and by producer Norman Granz's love for the blues.
He walked in, he said, Dan, when are you going to get around to some of my music? You know, something that has that blues feel to it, that, you know, the church time blues. And he was adamant about this. So I said, okay. And then I said, turned to the guys and I said, well, look, I'll try and come up with something. Just follow me. I'll play the first framework of it, and then second chorus, you come in on it. And I wrote it as we recorded it. And then they joined me and it became the Hymn to Freedom. It was during the Civil Rights Movement, of course, and it became sort of an icon song for them.
Jazz pianist Oscar Peterson. Although slowed by a stroke in the 1990s, Peterson still travels extensively from his home outside Toronto. His schedule this summer includes concerts in Chicago and on the West Coast. His autobiography is A Jazz Odyssey. There's an extended version of this interview and a selection of Peterson's music at npr.org.